you've got a passion for weather, especially Monday through Friday at this time. When we bring in Pat Pagano, who I look right now into the Weather Center, and he's got that raincoat, the poncho, and an umbrella standing by. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, good morning. It is standing by because I don't think it's going to happen until tonight. So I don't even think late today. But you'll see increasing clouds, very cold morning for this time of the year, increasing clouds. So the late rain is really evening rain, low 50s. Tonight, periods of rain, low 40s. Windy and rainy on Friday, 45 to 50. Saturday, some sun with late showers. I again think that the showers could hold off until the evening on Saturday, 55 to 60, but not Sunday. Periods of rain, 50 to 55, and we still have showers on Monday. So at this rate, you know, what can I tell you? I don't see a change through the end of April, which, of course, is a week from today.
Now, we are officially in spring, right?
Yes.
I'm not dreaming.
No, we are in spring.
This is why years ago when I worked for somebody else and I had many years work under my belt, I could take four or five weeks vacation, and what I would do is I would take it April 2nd until the first weekend in May. I would take off and I would go to Florida, and it was nice because by the time I got back, if you had a month of April like this,
right,
you missed it. And also, it was a time when the snowbirds were just coming back to Florida, so it wasn't really packed yet. Florida wasn't really packed yet, and it was a real nice. I took the 4.5 to 5 weeks at one time because it takes you about 4 or 5 days to get used to being on vacation, and then it takes you another 3 or 4 days once you're back.
Right.
To get but my bosses, I work 70-hour weeks, and they let me do it, and it was a great way to recharge yourself. And this month is proving it because April is more like winter than March and February was.
Yeah, it's, you know, I would say that the seasons are about 1 month behind, but you know, look at the winter. I mean, there was a point in the winter where the temperatures were in the 60s to near 70 degrees.
That's what I mean. Everything's gone cockeyed, crazy, upside down.
It's really just a mishmash. There's no doubt about it. And unfortunately, you know, the pattern continues. And I don't see a break next week either. So we'll have to just wait until the computer models start saying, you know, hey, look, things are going to change. Because I see Monday being showers, and then I see probably Wednesday and Thursday of next week also being wet. So, you know, it's like one day nice, day and a half not nice. And it just keeps going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And that's it, you know.
Well, at least because of the pandemic, there's no events that we can go to. So we're not missing anything.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You know, we were talking with some of the people on the Lake Association yesterday, and we were talking about our dinner dance, which we're going to have to change. The dinner dance was scheduled for June 20th. So we're going to change that to the end of September. And one of the people that we're talking to said, and when you change that, you better start thinking about the safe distance. I said, excuse me? He said, well, you know, you can't cram everybody at one table. I said, you think even at the end of September? They said, well, to be on the safe side. So now I'm thinking along the lines that I may have to take the bigger room, and instead of putting 10 people at every table, because there are 10 chairs, like, we have to put 5.
You know, there's that. And I still think by September we'll all be wearing masks still.
You know, a lot of people have been talking about that. One radio programmer this morning, program director, said to me, he said, I went into the supermarket yesterday with my stupid mask on, and I'm just listening. He said, and I see this tape on the floor, and you have to go down this aisle with the arrows, and then you have to wait online. He said, and everybody in the store had masks on, and that looks stupid. And I still didn't say anything. He said, so all I needed was bread. I put the bread down, and I walked out. I took my mask. I threw it in the garbage, and that's the end of that. And I'm thinking to myself, I said, okay, what are you doing for food? But I didn't say that. And then I'm thinking to myself, how many people are thinking like that?
A lot, and, unfortunately.
Right. And that is going to be the problem. Now, that's why we're never going to get rid of this thing.
What state does he come from?
Pennsylvania.
All right. I'm pretty sure Pennsylvania has the same rules because
they do. They have the same rules.
So he won't be. He can be thrown out of stores. They won't let him in stores. That is. I mean, here at Le Bon's, you have to not only wear a mask and you not only have to wear gloves. And yes, they've got everything taped for when you're in line and everything like that. But then they take your temperature to get in. And if you don't agree to any of that thing, guess what?
You're not coming in.
Yeah, hit the road. Hit the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
You know, yep. I've got masks hanging in both my cars.
Yep,
and
you know,
and I when I get out to, and if I'm going to go someplace, so that then I put the mask on, and then when I get back in the car, I take it off. I mean, come on.
Yeah, your gloves. You know, you dispose of your gloves when you're finished with your chores outside. You know, in and out, and then you know, use the the gels. To wipe down your steering wheel, your gear selector, etc. And I wanted to bring this to your attention. On the news last night, the 6:30 news, two cats in New York State have come down with the coronavirus.
Cats and tigers. See, it's something about
cats and tigers are just same family. So I was thinking about you with the cats, and I said I better tell Marshall that he better be careful as well.
Yeah, my cats aren't going to get coronavirus because
they're
never out, and I'm never out. So
right.
Let me put it this way: if my cats or I get coronavirus, then there's definitely a cosmic plan to get rid of Marshall Miles because I'm just about doing everything I just don't have that much social contact with people. So
yeah, same here. There's no doubt about it, and it's interesting to see what happens. I saw the mayor of New York City yesterday. He said that they're planning on doing something with Macy's for 4th of July, but they haven't come up with a game plan yet. So I'm thinking to myself, well, you may be doing something with Macy's, but it certainly can't be fireworks, because even if Macy's decided to do that at an undisclosed location, people will tend to find out where the fireworks are coming from and head that way. So I don't know what they're going to be doing for 4th of July. Do you?
Well, I think in New York it's not a problem. They fire them up over the, you know, from the river.
Yeah, but what about the hundreds of thousands of people that line the Hudson River on each side?
Well, they won't be able to line the river.
Well, how are you going to stop that?
Police. The Army. The National Guard.
Right.
Bring out the National Guard. I don't know, Pat. I don't know. You know.
I don't know where it's going. I could say one thing, folks, and I hope I am so wrong with what I'm going to say. But even when this is over, I don't think life as we know it will ever be the same.
Oh, eventually it will, though. But eventually it won't be exactly. Eventually we'll get back into the same idiotic. People say, we're never getting it after World War One. There'll never be another one after World War Two. There's not going to be another one after Vietnam. We're not getting any. We have a great propensity on this earth to forget about the past. Unfortunately, yeah. You know, just remember, I mean, we've had lots of different viruses and pandemics that have come over and over and over. And once again, it doesn't look like any of the countries have learned from them over the years. You know what I mean? I hate to be so like that, but it's true.
Yeah, it's just that this one seemed to be a lot worse.
Oh, yeah. We're approaching 50,000 deaths in this country alone.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you have to really go back to 1918, you know, when they had the Spanish flu. Okay. I mean, that affected so much in the world. All we could say at this point, let's hope that the scientists are wrong. And if there is a flu next year, it's a flu without coronavirus 19.
Yeah, we'll see. That's 2020 has not been this most stellar of years so far.
No, absolutely not. And after November, it may just clench it.
That's right. Don't say that, but it's true.
I mean, I don't know how that's going to turn out. Well, but
let me put it this way, Pat.
Yeah,
we can't get much lower than we are right now. So,
I won't even comment on that. I mean, I just, you know, again, when you walk into a grocery store today, and you're going for, let's say, you're going for fruit, you look at it and you see, to yourself, boy, really slim pickings. That's the way I look at it.
All right, Pat, have a good day. Stay safe, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Bye bye.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center, of course, with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.